Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the forecast for today, cloudy with a 40% chance of light rain. The temperature could reach 65 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, considerable cloudiness with a chance of rain overnight. Low temperature of 44 degrees. And for Tuesday, colder temperatures with a high of 44 and a 90% chance of rain, possibly a quarter of an inch. And in the news for today, an online petition is open for signing from the Wisconsin Network for Peace and Justice, which supports the issue of releasing the frozen bank accounts of Afghan citizens. The introduction of the press release concerning the issue reads, quote, "We write to ask that you prevent a catastrophe from unfolding in Afghanistan by urgently rescinding the recent executive order which splits the frozen reserves that are the property of the people of Afghanistan, designating half pending court action involving the families of the September 11th attacks, and depositing the other half into a newly created humanitarian fund, rather than finding a safeguard mechanism to return the Afghan people's reserves through the infrastructure of Afghanistan's central bank. In the wake of the International Coalition's military withdrawal from Afghanistan in August of 2021, the United States froze Afghanistan's central bank assets, paralyzing the country's banking system. The former government's reliance on foreign aid and the abrupt end to that aid in mid-August has deeply limited the functionality of essential services. Financial sanctions imposed by the United States and its allies, as well as severe limitations on remittance, further limited cash flow and contributed to severe inflation. This lethal combination of factors has adversely impacted and deteriorated the stability of the Afghan economy. This executive order and the economic strangulation of the Afghan economy serves as collective punishment on a people already on the brink of starvation," end quote. The petition is sponsored by the Wisconsin Veterans for Peace. It is available for viewing at the Wisconsin Network for Peace and Justice website, wnpj.org. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, DATCAP, is reminding farmers and manure applicators to check the runoff risk advisory forecast before spreading manure on fields. This tool helps determine the potential for manure runoff from a field depending on weather conditions and soil temperature, that according to an article from the Vernon County Times. The runoff risk advisory forecast includes maps showing short-term runoff risk for daily field application planning. The maps account for soil saturation and temperature, weather forecast, snow, and crop cover and slope. About 31% of preventable transportation-related manure spills are due to operator error, said Kevin Erb, University of Wisconsin-Madison Division of Extension Conservation Professional Training Program Director. An accidental spill is not illegal, but failing to properly report it and clean it up is. All agriculture and livestock operations must report spills or runoff affecting water to the DNR's 24-hour emergency spills hotline at 800-943-0003. Again, that according to the Vernon County Times. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.